We're back on the program as it's Monday and college football's week six is in the books. And if you were a college football fan, you certainly had a lot to entertain you Saturday afternoon. Georgia hung on to win a thriller in Knoxville as the game went into overtime. Who would have predicted that? Between the Tennessee Volunteers, 34-31 was the final score. Tennessee played valiantly, but lost a heartbreaker by fumbling through the end zone. Pig Howard, Tennessee running back, could not hold on to the ball, and that gave George the ball and the chance to kick the game-winning field goal. In the process of beating Tennessee, Aaron Murray became the new SEC record holder for career passing yards. Congratulations to Aaron for that. The problem, though, for Georgia was injuries. Running back Keith Marshall went down in the first quarter with a leg injury that looked to be very serious at the time, and it proved to be, as he is now out for the year, as is leading receiver Justin Scott Wesley for the Bulldogs. In addition, they lost Michael Bennett, another receiver, and Colin Barber, the punter, was knocked out of the game with a concussion. And that's not to mention the ankle injury that happened to Todd Gurley in the week previous against LSU, a very tough day for Georgia in terms of attrition. And that is something to keep your eye on for the Bulldogs going forward. Florida State, no problem with Maryland, 63-0 over the nation's 25th-ranked team. Auburn was able to pull off a big win at home, 30-22 over Ole Miss. The Gus Malzahn era continues to get better and better. So here are the rest of the scores from the SEC. Alabama, no problem with Georgia State, 45-3 in that one. LSU, 59-26, no problem with Mississippi State. That was one I thought the Tigers could struggle in, but they seemed to handle it effortlessly. South Carolina, 35-28 over Kentucky. Jadeveon Clowney sat out of the game. Steve Spurrier said he told him before the game that he couldn't play, that, quote, he was in pain. Spurrier said after the game, if he wants to play, we'll welcome him back to the team to play. Missouri, 51-28, no problem with Vanderbilt, and that was a game a lot of people thought, and I really wasn't sold on Missouri myself, whether they could go into Vanderbilt and get that win. How good is Missouri really this year? Well, they were able to get the win fairly easily in Nashville, setting up what I think is going to be a really interesting game between Missouri and Georgia this Saturday in Athens. Louisville, 30-7 over Temple. Texas Tech, 54-16 over Kansas. Cliff Kingsbury has that team rolling along nicely. Miami, 45-30 over Georgia Tech. The Canes continue to be undefeated. Michigan as well, 42-13 over Minnesota. Clemson, 49-14 over Syracuse. Oklahoma State, 33-29, a close victory over Kansas State. Fresno State with a victory over Idaho, 61-14. The Bulldogs look to be on a collision course with perhaps BCS conversation at the end of the year. Oregon, 57-16 over Colorado, no problem with the Buffs. Oklahoma, 20-17, and what became a close game late with TCU, but the Sooners were able to get the victory and remain undefeated in not only league play, but overall as well. Notre Dame with a nice bounce back win, 37-34 over the Sun Devils of Arizona State. Baylor, 73-42 in what has become the annual college football basketball game between Baylor and West Virginia. Again, 73-42, over 100 points put up in that one between the Bears and the Mountaineers. Ohio State with a 40-30 win over Northwestern. It is much more like a three-point game. They got a touchdown late. The Northwestern Wildcats and Pat Fitzgerald's team played valiantly in that game, but they could not get it done. And in the late game, Stanford 31-28 hung on to defeat Washington and remain undefeated. And so let's do what we do every time, every week on Monday, and that is bring in David Sears to talk about what we learned and what we saw the past weekend. And David, I want to start where else but in Knoxville, where we had an overtime thriller. Pig Howard, the Tennessee running back, just could not hang on to that football. And have you ever seen a program that has had more bad luck than Tennessee in a run of about 5 or 10 years?
I would say Alabama circa 2001 to 2007. When you look at that, that's what I'm comparing this to. This is almost as bad as a 4th and 19 and not able to stop it in a second overtime. I mean, that's just a heartbreaking loss. You pretty much got the game won, all the momentum on your side, and then it looks like a touchdown, but replay shows that he just had the ball coming out of his hand, and an excruciating loss for the Tennessee Volunteers. I don't believe in moral victories, but I do believe that they have laid a decent base for showing that they can challenge other teams in the SEC, especially coming up against South Carolina with the way South Carolina's had difficulty closing out games the past 2 weeks. So Tennessee's, they've got some positives, but if you continually just lose on heartbreaking plays, that's going to set back the program even more.
Yeah, I guess there is a positive you could take somewhere, somehow in it if you're a Vol fan, but man, that one was tough to take if you wear and bleed orange. Well, what about what happened on the plane Saturday night? And that, of course, is Auburn and stunning me. I didn't think Auburn can win this game. 30-22 over Ole Miss, and Gus Malzahn has his team inexplicably at 4-1 after the disaster that was last season. 2-1 in SEC play. Talk about that game and where this Auburn team is going right now.
I really like this Auburn team right now. They did a really great job playing Ole Miss. They were able to have some big defensive stops there. You had freshman D Ford come in and just absolutely dominate on that side of the ball. You had a great play from senior Ryan Smith. You look at that Auburn team, they've got a lot of talent there. I still think they're a year away from being a big contender in the SEC West. I still think they'll be a factor. They have to play A&M next week in what should be a pretty good game on CBS. I definitely see why they chose that as a CBS game of the week. And they still get Alabama and Georgia down the line, and I think they'll probably be able to upset one of those two. I think 8 or 9 wins is a realistic expectation for the Auburn Tigers this year.
Yeah, it seems to be that at the beginning of the year, we talked about Auburn winning 6, 7 games. Now we're talking even more, and you look at this, that Georgia game certainly is one they could circle, maybe even Alabama as well, but they still have some tests as well. But what about Ole Miss? Ole Miss, they had a lot of people thought were buying Ole Miss stock after they went to Texas and ripped them, but as we've seen, everybody's pretty much done that. And now Ole Miss has been humiliated at Alabama last week, didn't even score a point, and then they go to Auburn and have a very poor performance and weren't able to do anything offensively the other night. So where is this Ole Miss team right now?
Ole Miss is a team that is in need of some solid direction. Hugh Freeze is a good coach, and hopefully he'll be able to regroup the Ole Miss Rebels, but they've got a tough test coming up this week hosting A&M. That game should be another wild one, but unless that Ole Miss offense works out their issues, I think Texas A&M's defense is just good enough to hold them to about 25 points again. And we've seen that Texas A&M's offense can put up at least 50. So I think that looking at this game, I think it's another loss for Ole Miss team, a team that was talking about possibly going to a New Year's Day Bowl. Will probably be lucky if they can even just make it to the Music City.
LSU and Florida with good wins ahead of their matchup against each other this coming up week. And I was, to be honest with you, I was really impressed with the way LSU was able to bounce back after that tough loss and really just put Mississippi State away late. And Florida as well. Florida to score 30 points. I'm not sure how that happened, but they did. And it's on the scoreboard. It's in writing now. The Florida offense can actually put up some numbers. So this matchup this weekend, it's very interesting. I think Florida's more a player than people are giving them credit for being.
I think Florida's a very good team. I believe it was either Stuart Mandel or Edward Ashoff tweeted out a stat that Florida has held 11 straight SEC opponents to under 20 points. It's the longest streak in the SEC. Mm. The next longest streak after that, Alabama at one game. So it's a very impressive streak. That defense finally has an offense. Murphy looks like he's the solution. And you have to say, if Florida can get its act together offensively, keep averaging about 28 points, that defense isn't going to give up more than 20. I like their chances of going to Atlanta and winning the East. Mm.
Very interesting.
LSU, on the other hand, there's still some big concerns about that defense.
Yeah, there are. They were
able to lock it down in the fourth quarter, but still, that game was 31-26 heading into the fourth quarter before that defense started forcing turnovers. If they can play that aggressive style like they did in the fourth quarter for an entire game, that's going to be a very difficult team to handle, especially when you look at the matchups down the road of Alabama and Texas A&M. But if they're still sporadic in the way they play, those young players starting to show that they are young players, I don't think LSU will be able to win those games. I could easily see LSU finishing anywhere from 11-1 in SEC West champs to 9-3 in third place in the SEC West.
Yeah, I shudder to think about what Johnny Manziel could do to the LSU defense if it doesn't improve at all between now and then. Missouri was a 51-28 victor over Vanderbilt. And this Missouri team is undefeated. They're 5-0. They're ranked 25th now. Very interesting. Flying under the radar. They head to Athens this week to play a Bulldog team that has had enormous injuries on offense, and their defense is giving up just about as much as LSU week to week. I think this is a very dangerous game for Georgia and would not be surprised to see Missouri continue their run. You?
I think Missouri is doing what we thought they would do last year.
Yeah,
this
good
year.
Point.
A lot of people thought Missouri was going to be a very dangerous team coming into the SEC. A lot of people thought they'd contend for the East. Turns out they were the slackers. It was A&M that was the team that competed for the division. I think Missouri has a legitimate shot going into Athens and winning. Eventually, these injuries are going to mount up. I believe Gurley and Marshall are both still questionable. I think Marshall was listed as a 50-50 chance of playing against Missouri, so I don't know if they'll try to risk that, especially with the knee injury. I don't think they've released any official word on what the knee injury is. But this team is very injured, very banged up. That defense is susceptible. Give Aaron Murray all the credit in the world for that amazing game in Knoxville. That was all Aaron Murray on that final drive, making those plays to keep Tennessee or to keep Georgia in the game against Tennessee. So Aaron Murray gives a fighter's chance to Georgia, but I don't know if they'll be able to survive the gauntlet that's coming up with Missouri and Florida.
Northwestern had Ohio State on the ropes for three quarters, and then it all came unraveled at the end, and Braxton Miller was able to do what he has done before and give Ohio State the victory. Do you think this Ohio State team is really good? Are they really an elite team, or did you see some cracks in their foundation Saturday?
I saw some cracks in the armor of Ohio State. They're a good team, yes, but I don't know if they're a national caliber team. The competition this year has not been that great. They've played two decent teams, and both games were decided by basically a touchdown. I know Vegas counts that final lateral touchdown, but let's face it, Ohio State really won that game by 4 points, and just stupidity on Northwestern's part made it a 10-point victory. But I don't think Ohio State's an elite-level team. I don't think they'd be able to play the SEC or Pac-12 champion well in the BCS title game if they made it. I think that Ohio State would be exposed, much like Notre Dame was last year, that they're just a paper tiger. I think Ohio State can be there, but I'm just not buying everything with the Ohio State program.
Florida State destroys Maryland 63-0, and yes, that was a ranked Maryland team. Clemson 49-14 over Syracuse Saturday. Is this going to be a semifinal for the national championship in a couple weeks?
I think it's a quarterfinal. We're going to have several matchups around. You still have Oregon Stanford, which is going to be an epic showdown on a Thursday night. The SEC West winner versus the SEC East winner. Definitely think it'll be a one loss or undefeated team coming out of the SEC West, and definitely a one-loss team coming out of the SEC East. So I think we'll still have that. And then there's that potential that Baylor and Oklahoma could be a quarterfinal showdown too. So there are a lot of teams still out there eligible for the national title. Don't forget that Ohio State really doesn't have much of a challenge outside of Michigan left on the schedule. They'll play someone in the Big Ten championship game. But I don't think that they're going to be a legitimate threat. So right now, I'd say probably you will have the winner of the SEC versus the Pac-12 champion. And if one of those two conferences stumbles, look for the winner of Florida State and Clemson to slip in there.
Well, it will certainly be worth paying attention to.